Welcome to Jesus School of Disciple Makers. This is a spiritual growth devotional series examining the life and teachings of Jesus Christ. We will focus on four areas, each one beginning with a C, i.e. Christ, Church, Christian and Covenant, with special emphasis on the practical application of the principles Jesus taught. He said, "He who believes in me can do what I do, and even greater works," John 14:12. Greetings, my name is Arthur Dilley, and I trust you will enjoy going and growing on a spiritual journey with me as we walk in Christ's footsteps. Today we will look at the topic of Christ. Who is he? Question would be, who do you say Jesus is? Jesus Christ is the very center and cause of the Christian faith. In essence, he is the very core of everything we believe in, trust in, and hope in. It is logical then to establish what we believe. We must fully understand exactly what and who we believe in. We therefore need to know everything about his teachings, his life, and who he is and what he means to us, and ultimately what he requires of us who believe in him. We need to know to enroll in a school of Jesus. This was a remark by Andrew Murray, who perceived the lack in the church. For this to happen, we must embark on a deep understanding and study of Jesus outlined in the New Testament. This is essential and vital if we are not only maintain but progress in our spiritual walk in life. Knowledge of the spiritual life and principles as taught by Jesus will allow us to grow in knowledge and experience. More importantly, this also means grasping the fundamentals of the life of the Spirit and the life hereafter. Ignorance will cause confusion, doubt, arguments, and strife. What do they have to say about Jesus in the Bible? In this section, we examine what the Jewish leaders and others had to say about Jesus, and finally, of extreme importance, what Jesus had to say about himself. We see the Pharisees said he was a glutton and a drinker in Luke 7, verse 34. Worker of Satan, Luke 11, verse 15. A criminal, Luke 22, verse 71. A friend of sinners, Luke 7, verse 34. Unqualified teacher, Luke 20, verse 2. A traitor, Luke 23, verse 2. This is what the religious leaders of the day had to say about Jesus, and I wonder what they would say about him today. The crowd said he was a man of authority, Luke 7, verse 7. A disruptive person, Luke 8, verse 32, possibly a righteous man, Luke 23, verse 47, a criminal, Luke 22, verse 63, or a prophet, Luke 4, verse 14, a laughingstock, Luke 8, verse 53, and a hated man, Luke 20, verse 20. What would people say today about Christ, especially at the time of Easter? Would they really even consider Jesus? The disciples, what did they say? Well, they called him teacher, they called him Lord, and ultimately Peter called him the Christ, the Messiah, in Matthew 16:16. Interesting thing about demons. The demons knew exactly who he was, and they called him the Son of God, Matthew 8, verse 24. Just a thought in Genesis, when God said, "Let us make man," in Genesis 1, verse 26, we wonder who was God talking to, and of course we would presume that would be Jesus. Finally, Jesus said, this is of extreme importance about himself from the book of John, "I am the Messiah," John 4, verse 26. "I am the way to heaven," John 14, verse 6. "I am the light of the world," John 8, verse 12. "I am before Abraham was," John 8, verse 58. "I am from heaven," John 6, verse 38. "I am the door to heaven," John 10, verse 9. "I am the truth, the life," John 14, verse 6. "I am the bread in life," John 6, verse 38. "I am he who Moses wrote about," in John 5, verse 46. And finally, "I am the fulfillment of the prophets and scripture." So we would say to ourselves then, who do you say Jesus is? A good man, some distant deity, my friend, my savior, my God, my creator, my Lord and my master? What is your response to your salvation? The same, no difference, you feel good, peaceful, happy, gratitude, worship, praise, possibly awe, reverence and fear. I pray that this may challenge your understanding, your beliefs and perceptions, may it bring a greater realization and understanding who Jesus really is and who he should be in our lives, eternal God and Creator, a holy God who should fill us with awe and reverence. Our faith will depend on what we believe. What we will believe will depend on what we know. And what we know will also depend on what we have learnt and studied, as well as our experience. Welcome to the School of Jesus. In closing, next time we will be discussing prophecies about Jesus. I pray that you will be encouraged to grow in your knowledge and experience of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as a disciple and a disciple maker. Arthur Dilley signing off. Till next time, DV, and God bless.